This is a dictation for Miss Azra Ansari, A-Z-R-A-A-N-S-A-R-I. Date of birth is 8-16-1942. Date of accident 1-8-2022. Date of service is 10-10-2022. The patient is here as a victim of an automobile accident on 1-8-2022. She was a passenger on the right side in the rear seat. She was a rear passenger on the left side. Apologize. So far, the car had lost a control and the driver on a freezing rain and the icy freeway, thereby crossing all the three lanes and hitting into the median wall. This resulted in her having pains everywhere, including the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder and the left knee, which hit into the dashboard. And right knee hit into the, to the seat in front. Right knee and right shoulder hit into the seat into the front and head to the front seat. And these started having headaches and with dizziness, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, loss of memory, and pain in the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder and the right knee mainly. The pains remained around four to six. Patient has been treated conservatively by some other doctors. And she has been doing physical therapy all along. At this time today, she reports her pain in the neck and the upper back is still continuing, and there is a lot of muscle spasm and soft tissue injury. Some of the pain is shooting down to her left upper arm up to the elbow and posteriorly in a C5-6-7 nerve distribution. In addition, lower back pain is minuscule now, and she reports that pain is now 4 to 5 only. Neck pain is more severe, around 6 to 7, and the pain in the left arm is around 6. The pain in the knee and the left shoulder is reported to be 7. She has some difficulty in walking, although there is no antalgia or any limping, and patient has... Azra Ansari has a cane to walk with. 30% relief has been obtained so far with the conservative treatment, and the ADLs are affected mainly in the area of walking ability and sleep, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. In system review, as follows. In neurology and psych, patient has an ongoing headache that are around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are less frequent, around 2 or 3 in a week. And there are some associated usually with dizziness, vertigo, and difficulty sleeping, weakness, and lack of focus, loss of memory, and lack of concentration. However, there is no symptoms of blackouts, fainting, seizures, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no symptom of confusion or disorientation are reported. No vision disturbance, double vision is reported. Patient also does not suffer from anxiety, depression, panic as a result of this accident. In the pain and numbness, patient has shoulder pain in the left side and lower back pain and the right knee pain, mainly as the issue. The MRIs were also done before, and they have reviewed the following things. In the thoracic spine, there is a multi-level posterior disc bulges throughout the thoracic spine without a high-grade spinal canal neural foramina stenosis and a mild spinal canal stenosis at T11 and T12. There are degenerative changes of the imaged lower cervical spine. In the MRI of the lumbar spine, patient has a grade 2 anterior listasis of L4 or L5 up to 9 mm and grade 1 anterior listasis of L2 to L3. Retroid listasis are seen in L1, L2 to L3, L4. Bulging discs are present from T12, L1 all the way to L5, S1 along with facet hypertrophy and ligament of phloem thickening and mild spinal canal stenosis. The MRI for the left shoulder reveals the rotator cuff tendinopathy, moderate to advanced glenohumeral arthrosis, and small glenohumeral joint effusion with suspected loose body in the axillary pouch, extreme thinning and incomplete visualization of the long head of the biceps tendon. In the cervical spine, there is a bulging disc at C23, C34, C45, and ancillary arthritic changes are present throughout, spondylolisthic changes, uncovertible joint spurring and facet arthropathies are noticed that are not related to the automobile accident. MRI of the right knee shows a complex tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus involving the adjacent body, anterior cruciate ligament tear, posterior tear, partial tear of the posterior cruciate ligament, and degenerative spring of the chondromalacia grade 4, as well as small knee effusion. In the physical examination, the findings remain the same. The blood pressure is 110 over 60 and pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam comes from the previous visit along with diagnosis. The dictation number will be 0919-017, data service 9/12/2022. In the exam, the patient is able to lift her left shoulder up to 110 degrees. And pain is constant. And there is an improvement in the range of motions. The plan of care is as follows. We have reviewed all the MRIs again. All the options, including injection treatment and surgical consultation, have been discussed with the patient. The patient has a fragile diabetes mellitus, and her sugar level is not in balance. Her hemoglobin A1C was almost 9. So most doctors are not attempting any in surgical treatment, or her family is also against any injection treatment and surgical treatment. I have provided one set of injections to her right shoulder, to the left shoulder and the right knee. And there has been some improvement with the patient. These were provided on a last visit on 8/12/2022, injection of the left shoulder, injection of the right knee, and injection of the left supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and biceps tendon were attempted. And her labs were looking good. The patient is in compliance. So the patient will continue following medication, which is Celebrex, Faximid, or cyclobenzaprine, and Voltaren gel, lidocaine ointment, and lidocaine patch. Physical therapy continues 3 times a week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, right knee, with traction massage, aqua therapy. Patient is advised home therapy with the traction of the neck and everything. Regarding the work, patient is not working, she is retired. I will check the disability for work and employment because she shouldn't be working at home, also lifting any heavy weights with her left shoulder until it repairs or recovers. And she's awarded house work replacement services and transportation. Other than that, patient is stable. She is using cane to walk with. She has all the DMEs, including cervical pillow, back brace, neck brace, knee brace, tens units. And hence, the patient will be seen in 30 days' time, as she wishes to have only physical therapy to be done. Thank you.